Old School 100.3, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson on Soulful Sunday. Joining us is one of our beloved former colleagues who is doing incredible things in the community at large. Yesterday was the rally in Love Park. Mm-hmm. Men up.
Mm-hmm.
Men against domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And now, next week, at the Freedom Theater, will be
Voices of Domestic Violence, Dance, Music, and Monologue.
And that familiar voice belongs to Moshe Laren. Welcome.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up?
Well, we know you just came from doing the AIDS walk.
Mm-hmm.
How far did you walk?
I walked the whole entire way.
And how long was that?
What is that? I think it's it's more than 5 miles. It is about 8 miles around
miles?
The whole, yeah, somewhere around there.
So you've gotten your exercise in for the month.
For probably the next three or four months. Yeah.
I love it. See you in the new year for new exercise.
Wait a minute. And I can't abandon the walk next week because there's a domestic violence walk next week. So yeah, I'm getting plenty of cardio, let's say that.
But mm-hmm. for worthy causes.
Oh, absolutely.
And you walked with your brother Stevie today.
I did. Mm-hmm. Hey, boo, mm-hmm. Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
my daughter.
And your daughter walked with you, Brissy?
Yes. This is her third year in a row, actually.
Nice.
I applaud you for that.
Yeah. You're doing incredible work in our community with domestic violence. You're on the national organization, well, I should say the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. organization.
The Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I serve as a community board of director.
Okay, very good.
For the coalition.
And what motivated you, Moshe, to take up this cause of domestic violence?
I am a survivor. I went through it as a teenager. So teen dating violence is kind of where my journey started. And then just figured I needed to do something responsible when I was on the radio and use this microphone for something to empower and inspire. And so I decided to use that format to do some outreach and hope to bring some of the people that are still in their darkness out of the darkness.
Now, your event next Saturday?
Yes.
At the Freedom Theater on the Avenue of the Arts North
mm-hmm.
will be featuring Kiki Wyatt.
Yes, TV One, R&B diva, Miss Kiki Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Tiffany Bacon will be directing. And
our own Tiffany Bacon.
Yes, mm-hmm. she's my lead female actress in it as well. And we're going to do an encore presentation of Shirley Ralph's performance from 2011. So really looking forward to it. It's really a soul-inspiring kind of production that shows people what it's like. If you had to look through the window of what it's like to live with abuse from all different perspectives, from the abuser's perspective, the victim, the children who bear witness, and the friends and family members on the outside of the abusive home. It shows these different perspectives, and it's kind of a high-low kind of thing. It takes you up, it brings you down. There's some funny parts in it, you know. And I think that this, using the arts to drive home this message, wakes people up and calls people's attention to it.
It does, and it's funny you made mention of your surviving, starting, you know, going back to your teenage years. A lot of people forget that young girls, you know, that's where it can start.
Yeah.
When you're young, and it's not just housewives that, you know, we see these Lifetime movies. And it's mm-hmm. just, you know, the housewife that stays at home watching the kids. She's the one being abused. It's our friends, our sisters.
Yeah, 16 mm-hmm. to 24.
They're young,
that
they're
is
old,
the
they're
demo
work,
that's most affected.
Yeah.
Really?
16 to 24.
Wow.
They are.
And if people are going through situations like that right now, where can they reach out to get some assistance?
Well, the good news about Philadelphia is that we have 4 agencies that specialize in resources for victims of domestic violence. We have Women Against Abuse, Women in Transition, Lutheran Home, Lutheran Settlement House, Congreso, for the Latino community. And all of these organizations, they work together. You know, they collaborate on services. And it's always, what people need to realize is that there is always help for whatever you're going through.
Whatever.
Whatever the need is, whether mm-hmm. it's shelter or housing or legal services or whatever it is, there is an organization, an agency out there to help you.
Again, tell us about the event. It's at the Freedom Theater.
Freedom Theater, next Saturday. There's 2 shows, one at 3, one at 8 p.m. You can log on to voicesofdomesticviolence.com to get more information, to purchase tickets. And if you are a group, we have a lot of community organizations reaching out wanting to bring their members. And I'm offering discounted tickets to those groups. So you can send us an email via the website, and we'll get back to you.
Tickets are $25,
yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say here, I've got my ticket. I need you to get yours. We need to support this. It's a worthy
Absolutely.
Cause. You spend more than that when you go to the movies.
Yes, you do.
And I want to say it that way.
Yes,
when you
do.
Go to the movies, you spend more than that. So we need you to go again to the website.
VoicesOfDomesticViolence.com. Can I give a shout out to Philly's own Carol Riddick, who's going to be in it again this
year?
Yes,
Carol.
My
recently
man
engaged
Gaddison.
Carol Riddick.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, Carol just got engaged. Yeah.
Yes, she is. And also Danko, too. From Philadanko, they're going to be providing all of our dance interpretations.
Shout out to Joan Myers Brown.
An all-star cast of very talented folk. So I'm
Philadelphia, primarily Philadelphia women. Then, of course, you've got Kiki Wyatt, one of the stars of R&B Diva, seen on our sister network, TV One. Moshe, I commend you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are one of my besties. I love you immensely because I know that you are sincere and committed to the cause of eradicating domestic violence in our communities. And we here at Old School 100.3 support you wholeheartedly.
Thank you so
much. I look forward to being there next week at the Freedom Theater. Derek, you need to come too.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, we want to make it clear, it's not just for women.
No, it's not.
Men are victims of domestic violence as well.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what you did yesterday with Man Up
mm-hmm.
was men acknowledging their role and also sometimes being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always think, oh, how's a man going to be abused by a woman? But there's different forms of abuse. It's not always physical.
No, it's
emotional, psychological, spiritual. There are different forms.
Oh, yeah.
And so this event is for men and women alike.
Absolutely.
Next Saturday at the Freedom Theater.
Voices of Domestic Violence.
Voices of Domestic Violence.com is where you can go to get more information.
Thank you so much, Moshe.
Thank you. I love you. Me loves
love you
me
too.
Some y'all.
Love you too. Thank you so much for joining Deanna and I. And again, I applaud you and everything you do. I just love you make moves. You stand up. You just, you know, you came out of it, but you continue to help others. And I like that you give.
You represent in the fashion of the truly gifted, as yes. Jill Scott would say. Thank you so much. Much love to you. We are Old School 100.3.